When we develop a welcoming culture, there is a second kind of approach to hardship that's not just concerned with getting back what's been lost or making the difficulty go away. All of our cultures said that it's not possible for a person to go through a difficult life experience and not gain some kind of ability or capacity as a result. Although we may have lost something as a result of this difficulty, we are also more in some way as a result of this difficulty. The name for this more, across most languages, is gift. A gift is the increased ability we have gained from going through any difficult experience. The gift can be a stronger belief in something. It can be an ability like digging a ditch or adding numbers. Or it could be an increased connection to other people. It can be anything at all, and we can't predict what it will be until we see it surfacing in our life as a result of a struggle. In older cultures, a person was encouraged to give their gifts as a way to get them moving again and reconnected to their community after hardship. Gifts are like fuel. We use them to fire up our future and lay the groundwork for what is ahead. Gifts are connected to welcoming because they're a significant and tangible resource we can use to help welcome a person back into community who has been isolated by a difficult experience. When we ask for the person's gifts, we are also honoring their difficulties, since gifts come from those difficulties. The Hebrew phrase of tikkun olam has within it the idea of return and repair. We become fractured by our difficult experiences, and it's our obligation to return after hardship and help repair our world and make it whole again. In this way, our healing and wholeness doesn't come from a cure. It comes from finding our way back home and contributing the gifts we now have to give. Identifying gifts is one way humans can turn what feels like purposeless suffering, just bad stuff happening to me, into purposeful suffering that can be used to help myself and those around me. This helps the person to answer that essential question we talked about. Given what I've gone through, am I still worthy of love? When our gifts are valued and used, the answer to that question is yes, and we feel more comfortable, more welcome, both inside ourselves and in our community. Welcoming organizations recognize that any healing process requires both approaches, both getting back what's been lost as much as we can, and also identifying and beginning to use the gift or gifts we have gotten from any difficult experience.